Back to the budget, where Finance Minister Grant Robertson, of course, spoke to us this morning about the task of balancing short-term welfare priorities with those longer-term economic investments. Opposition parties, though, say he's failed, and it is, of course, what they say, a big spending budget. Well, joining us for more analysis is ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner. We spoke to her yesterday. Good morning.
Morena, Karen.
What do you make of this budget? Would you describe it as a big spending budget?
Yes. You would have to, there's no other word for that when there's this amount of money being thrown around. I don't think there's too much question about that. Some of that money, of course, is going on just moving debt off balance sheets to allow the reforms in the likes of the health sector. But even taking that out, yep, this is definitely a big spending budget. And there's no shortage of good things to spend your money on. But it does add up to a very large number.
Is it inflationary, though?
Probably at the margin it is. That is actually the catch-22 here, that anything you do to relieve the cost of living pressure on households and enable them to spend more, by definition, is working against the monetary policy tightening, which is trying to make consumers spend less in order to bring inflation down. So there's sort of no way around that trade-off, but I guess the government decided that at least they can shift the burden a little bit, give that squeezed middle some relief perhaps. But there is the risk that it does mean in time that monetary policy might have to be tighter than otherwise, so the squeeze might come on in other areas. That said, of course, the future is always uncertain. You never know whether, obviously, people are talking about recession risk. Fiscal policy works with a lag. You know, it could turn out that it's actually...
I mean, I spoke to Nicola Willis this morning from National, and I was talking to her about this. So the forecast is that as a percentage, spending as a percentage of GDP actually comes back to levels similar to that which Bill English ran, around that 30% mark, which has always been traditionally sort of a benchmark figure, hasn't it? But she made the point, which is an interesting point, that at that time unemployment, we didn't have a raging red-hot economy with very low unemployment. I mean, things. Do you think that's right, that things are a bit different? And does it seem strange that we're running a deficit with a very hot economy?
Yeah, that is a good point. There are two parts to government spending. There's the money you choose to spend, and then there's the money that you automatically spend, the automatic stabilisers, we call it. So basically, when the economy goes downhill, tax revenue goes down, and spending on the unemployment benefit in particular goes up. So that means that if the economy does go into a recession, the fiscal numbers can deteriorate very rapidly. So it is quite important that we do get back to saving. Now, when the times are relatively good, it doesn't feel good to everyone. Clearly, everybody hates inflation. But the fact is, typically, the economy is still in a pretty strong place. So going forward, you know, we've got plenty of things to spend money on. There will be another recession at some point. We can argue about the timing, but we certainly haven't killed the business cycle. Climate change, just the story you just had, sort of does underpin the fact that extreme weather events are becoming more common. And, of course, we still have the ageing population and the load on superannuation that we have there. So plenty of reasons to save money as well as spend it.
Mm. How do you think markets have interpreted this budget? It was a little bit difficult yesterday because there's such turmoil on global markets, but the New Zealand local market did quite well. Was that a reaction to the budget? Did they like what they saw, do you think?
Well, for the financial markets, the most important number is the issuance of government bonds, and that was much as expected. So we didn't see any market reaction to the data yesterday.
Sharon Zollner, thank you very much for your time this morning. ANZ Chief Economist with some analysis on the numbers there on the budget.